When Deco Harvey was 16, she was removed from her mother's care and entered state custody. She and her little sister and brother went to live with their older sister. Harvey says her sister wasn't up for the kind of parenting she and her siblings needed. She says the household quickly became unlivable.
It was constantly dirty. It smelled horrendous. There was always screaming. There was no peace. There was no, like, order in the house.
Caseworkers from the Office of Children's Services, or OCS, are required to do home visits with kids at their placements every month. But Harvey says they never came to check on her and her siblings. And she says anytime she needed something from OCS, like getting a voucher for winter clothing, it was an uphill battle.
It was like pulling teeth trying to get in contact with an OCS worker. I would call them, I would go in person to their office.
Former lawmaker Les Guerra, a Democrat from Anchorage, was thinking about kids like Deco Harvey in 2017 when he introduced legislation proposing sweeping reforms of OCS. The law aimed to dramatically increase the number of caseworkers at the department to help reduce caseloads to an average of 13 for experienced workers. Guerra says he drafted the legislation with experts after careful research on successful models in other parts of the country.
We gave the state the gold standard and said, this is how you run a system so that children suffer as little trauma as possible, have as great a chance to succeed in this world as possible.
In order to keep tabs on the department's progress implementing the law, it required three audits. The final audit concluded that since the law passed, OCS hasn't implemented most of the law's requirements. The report shows 70% of experienced caseworkers still had more than 13 cases, often double or even triple that number. The office had high vacancy rates and turnover, which experts say leads to worse outcomes for kids. The report says that's despite the $20 million OCS got over the years to address labor challenges. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.